Next on AM 1480 WLEA, The Newsmaker Show. Here's Ryan O'Neill.
And glad to have with us on our live line this morning a writer who writes for the Lone Conservative, Campus Reform, and Tom Olihan of Virginia. What are the other publications you write for?
Oh, I write for the Rouser, starting up with the Washington Examiner, and a few other smaller publications.
Hey, that's great. Well, wanted to talk some national issues with you, Tom Olihan. Parkland cop never went in during the shooting. Reading in here from a Florida newspaper. And it goes on to say that sheriff's deputies, there were four of them apparently. We know about the one, a 54-year-old Scott Peterson, who was suspended and then resigned and retired. And apparently they were hiding behind cars while the AR-15 was being fired off inside the school and outside the school by Nicholas Cruz. The latest is that Governor Rick Scott has asked a state agency to investigate the law enforcement response to the Valentine's Day mass shooting at the Parkland, Florida High School. This is from the Sun Sentinel. And a top state agency is going to be looking into this to see, you know, why did things go as they went. Now, this follows news, Tom Olihan, that the Broward County Sheriff's Department and FBI did nothing with the many tips that came into both agencies. You're a conservative writer, leading libertarian. Your thoughts on law enforcement and FBI in these reports and the calls for gun control also?
Well, thank you, Brian. Yeah, it's there's certainly a lot of failures that occurred with the FBI and the police, not just on the day of the shooting, but in the years leading up to it. But then people chose instead to not blame the sheriff or the deputy or the four officers who didn't respond immediately, but to blame the NRA. And it seemed, and initially, a lot of people defended the sheriff's deputy for his inaction. But as we've later found out, police officers are actually trained to respond immediately in shootings like this, because the students are unarmed, and despite the risk of going forward without backup, the risk of not going forward results is that a lot more kids will end up dying, and they did. Nicholas Cruz actually was not apprehended during the shooting. He left his rifle at the scene and tried to blend in with a lot of kids leaving. So their inaction result meant that nothing was done until the shooting had finished.
A lot of the conservatives and libertarians are turned off at the way that Senator Marco Rubio and the NRA's Dana Loesch were grandstanded, in some people's words, spoken to during the CNN town hall. You saw some of that, Tom Olihan. Did you have any thoughts on that?
Oh, I certainly did. I was really shocked by how a lot of the questioners, you know, tried to make the argument that they were acting in good faith, that they were trying to meet Dana Loesch and Marco Rubio in the middle and come and find common solutions, but yet would start their questions with, you know, particularly biting statements that demonized the people they were talking to. For example, in one of David Hogg's questions for Marco Rubio, he began his statement by saying something along the lines of, when I look at you, it's hard not to look down the barrel of an AR-15, not to look into the eyes of Nicholas Cruz, and then proceeded to ask him about whether he would cease receiving donations from the NRA. And I'm just very surprised that people could treat that as acting in good faith when
after the snottiness and the tone of the original accusation about talking about the AR-15, and I feel like I'm looking at Nicholas Cruz right in the eye. What do you make, Tom Olihan, of the accusations against CNN from more than one family member of the students at Parkland High School? It turns out there's a couple who have complained about the scripted questions from CNN. One student said that he submitted his questions about the town hall to CNN, and they changed the question and came back and said, well, we want to ask another question. We want you to ask something else, and then he backed out of it. And then since then, a family member of another student has confirmed that CNN was trying to coach the students in what questions to answer. Another black eye for CNN, no doubt.
Oh, certainly. And a lot of it's hard to verify. CNN denies the allegations, but at the same time, a lot of their behavior during the events, as well as these allegations, do seem to indicate that that they had certainly scripted portions of the event. I recall one incident where a question for Senator Nelson was redirected to the Republicans in the room, So it does seem that that parts of it were very scripted. Unfortunately, perhaps we'll never confirm the entirety of that, though.
Yeah, I was watching the student who claimed that the questions were scripted, and unfortunately, the interviewer who was asking the questions never got to. We kept interrupting the student and never let the student come out and say what question CNN wanted him, the student, to ask. That would have been interesting to have found out what that question was going to be. We're talking with Tom Olihan, who writes for the Campus Reform and the Lone Conservative and other online publications. Wanted to move on. We'll get back to the Parkland story in a few minutes. I wanted to talk about the CPAC conference. The big thing that's come out of CPAC this morning is that Mona Sharon was booed by the Conservative Political Action Conference. This was on Saturday. She came out against President Donald Trump, calling him brainless, sinister, clownish, and says that Trumpism is foolish, and that they're overlooking fools, frauds, and fascists in attempting to get along and be respectable just because Trump has an R after his name. She was booed off the stage and escorted out because of the booing at the CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. Did you have any thoughts on that, Tom Olihan?
Well, I did see a bit of her speech, and her New York Times article this morning. But I didn't see a great deal of new information in her article or on stage. I can certainly see why she was booed. They took exit polls after CPAC, and Trump's performance received, I believe, a 93% approval rating from attendees. And so, you know, just after getting Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court, getting tax reform and moving forward on a lot of great issues, you know, it's understandable that a lot of people were very angry. And of course, Trump was himself there in person, and gave a great speech the day earlier in CPAC.
Sean Hannity came out very well in the CPAC and was very popular with the audience. This is Sean Hannity, and this gets us back to the topic of Parkland High School and gun control. This is Sean Hannity at CPAC, audio here from Fox News. Hannity talking with Dana Loesch about the CNN town hall.
The scenes. You were called a murderer. Burn her? What else?
Yeah, well, let me set the stage for you. And first off, I want to say that it's hard to be a teenager. It's hard being a grieving teenager. And it's hard being a grieving teenager who's being exploited by a media and made to grieve or asked to grieve publicly on a national stage. This was an arena full of survivors, victims' parents, and other community members. There were over 7,000 people that were in this arena, Sean. Mm-hmm. And when we entered, you kind of entered like you were Floyd Mayweather going into the ring. I mean, literally, like you came in from part of the arena and you walked through between all these people and you got up on stage. It was pretty chaotic. It started even before I got up on stage to talk. And the whole reason why I showed up there is because the NRA is made of over 5 million members who are also parents.
I'm one.
You're one of them, and you're a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
We weren't the ones. I mean, why is it that we're held responsible when here, just as you mentioned, just today we learned that the sheriff's office, here you had a deputy who waited upwards of 4 minutes before they went in. And, Sean, we also found out, it was reported this morning, that the parents had reported this murderer to police before. There's a report out there. The records have been discussed in media where they told police he has threatened people with a gun before.
And she continues. Tom Moynihan, your thoughts on what Dana Loesch said there?
Oh, it was if people thought that the treatment of Marco Rubio at the town hall was awful during Dana Loesch's portion. There were multiple people, not just people asking her questions in a very, very rude way with lots of insults, but a ton of hecklers from the audience throughout her statements. And so she was certainly treated very badly. But she has a very important point to make that she dared to go into the lion's den and speak up for the rights of millions of Americans, and not even just the millions of Americans in the NRA, but the even larger group of Americans who own guns and have their gun rights threatened by a movement such as this, by events such as the CNN town hall, where they assemble a very large number of people opposed to her positions, and Dana and Marco Rubio are caught in a bind, because if they do not go, the event will be televised, and it will appear that no one's willing to speak up for gun rights. But if they do go, they're going to be subjected to these nonstop attacks throughout the event, and the moderators will tolerate, well, pretty much anything, as we see from that Marco Rubio answer and from all the horrible insult level at Dana Loesch.
We're talking with Tom Olahan live this morning. Tom writes for the Lone Conservative, Campus Reform, and other media outlets. Going to take a quick break, check the weather. We'll be right back.
The Ryan Agencies, your local independent insurance agencies. When you buy from the Ryan Agency, you're supporting local business, not some national chain with home offices in, say, Hoboken. Their office is here, right in your backyard. Contact the Ryan Agencies today, your local source for all things insurance.
Insurance protection you can rely on, the Ryan Agency.
If drug and alcohol problems are hitting you too close to home, get help right now. Your insurance may cover everything. Locations are everywhere. Get help for drug and alcohol problems within 24 hours. Call 800-430-4149.
So a Scotsman, an Irishman, and a redneck go into a bar.
Steve, knock it off. We're trying to sell jewelry here.
And the Scotsman says, "Och, I want to buy a ring for my bonny lassie, but I didn't want to spend too much." And the Irishman says, "I'll be buying a jewel myself for me lovely Colleen, so dear to my heart."
So why are they shopping for jewelry in a bar?
They aren't. They're just guys talking.
They should come to Walker Metalsmiths.
Yeah, but first the redneck says, "I'm getting my gal a honking bodacious blinger. None of that chrome zucchini. only the real deal for her.
So the bartender says, boys, you better get over to Walker Metalsmith's.
Okay, Sue, you finish the story.
So they come to Walker Metalsmith's, where it doesn't matter if you are Irish, Scottish, redneck, or whatever. Our cases are loaded with silver and gold jewelry. The Scotsman finds a good value for his money, and the Irishman chooses from the largest selection of clotter rings anywhere. Even the redneck finds a tasteful and sophisticated selection of fine craftsmanship.
Right on Main Street in the village of Andover. Open 9 to 5 weekdays, 10 to 3 Saturdays, or anytime on the web at walkerscelticjewelry.com.
If drug and alcohol problems are hitting you too close to home, get help. Help right now. Your insurance may cover everything. Locations are everywhere. Get help for drug and alcohol problems within 24 hours. Call 800-430-4149.
Checking in now with meteorologist Simon Bar-Sinister. See what he's got going on with the weather machine.
Weather-wise, this morning we are looking at improving weather conditions. Brian, certainly turning into a much nicer day today than yesterday. Satellite photos are showing clear skies. Actually can see the western side of the Finger Lakes. And the ice cover on Lake Erie, about half of Lake Erie, is still covered with ice. Good news is we're in for a couple of sunny, mild days. Brian, as high pressure builds in from the Ohio River Valley, weather should be good through about midday on Wednesday, and then we'll keep an eye out for a storm system that will impact this Thursday and potentially Friday, too. For today, lots of sun. We should be 45 to 50 this afternoon. Sun came up this morning at 6:49. It'll set at 5:57 this evening. Clear, cold overnight, 25 to 30. Sun for tomorrow, we're 50 to 55. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 30 to 35. And we'll have partial sunshine Wednesday through midday, then clouds will increase through the afternoon. Highs will be 55 to 60 for the final day of February on Wednesday, Brian.
And we're doing a live newsmaker show this morning with Tom Olihan. Tom, you've written a lot about campus issues for college for campusreform.org. Do you think that, this is more of a grade school and high school issue, these school shooting situations, but any thoughts or any predictions on gun control or any other related topics in the aftermath of Parkland?
Well, I think we had seen some good developments in Texas and other areas where the states moved towards expanding the gun rights of students and their ability to protect themselves on campus. But at the same time, due to the fact that the vast majority of colleges are run by, well, more liberal people than the general public, I don't expect too many of these colleges to expand gun rights for their students to help them protect themselves, but probably rather to curtail existing gun rights and attempt to use these changes to reverse the laws in places like Texas, where, of course, they've already tried to resist state rules on that matter. So I don't know if this will make too much of an impact in a positive direction there.
Sure thing. Tom Olihan, you know, a lot of those on the left have been giving high words of praise to David Hogg and Cameron Lasky and the other survivors who have been speaking out on the topic of gun control. And, you know, many on the left have written, and you see it, I see it online and Facebook and comment sections of news sites that they're saying, wow, this is great. How refreshing to hear this from the young people, and isn't this wonderful? I think there's a flip side to that coin. A lot of people disagree, and I would guess you'd have to say half the country with the way the polls are and the demographics are these days, you know, half the country disagreeing with what these survivors are saying. They're being very outspoken. They're getting online and arguing with President Trump and so on and so forth, two or three of the survivors. Not sure this is the best situation for somebody to be in, especially when they've been through a very traumatic event, to be developing a lot of political enemies. If you read the comments that people are saying online, they're denouncing some of the survivors as being opportunistic. And, benefiting from the tragedy at their school with overnight celebrity in them. And, you know, a number of conservatives have said that this really is not a healthy thing, and the adults in the situation should step forward and, you know, calm things down a little bit. Did you have any thoughts on that, Tom Olan?
Yes, and there's a delicate balance here between the fact that these kids had gone through a horrifying tragedy, and in that sense their reactions are understandable. But at the same time, as many conservatives have pointed out, especially Ben Shapiro, that experiencing a tragedy does not suddenly make you an expert on issues such as gun control, giving these people such a large platform, despite their lack of understanding of a lot of these key issues, can be a huge mistake.
Yeah, they really should leave that to Senator Schumer and Senator Gillibrand. Let them take the heat. They're in office to do that kind of thing. Developing all these political enemies that you'll have lifelong, not necessarily political enemies, but, you know, people with strong feelings on the issue, a lot of gun owners strongly disagree with two or three of these kids. I think the adults should say, hey, you know, you might be hurting yourself in some ways here.
Oh, certainly, and a lot of young, very young political activists have felt this. There was a very popular 14-year-old Ted Cruz supporter in the last election, who then switched over to Barack Obama, who then switched over to Donald Trump. Some of these kids are going to grow into new political positions and make new discoveries as they mature and go to college.
Yeah, I hear you there. We've been talking with Tom Olan of campusreform.org and the Lone Conservative and many other online publications. I want to thank you very much for joining us this morning, Tom.
Oh, no problem, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
It's AM 1480, WLEA Hornell.
Before Donald Trump assumed office, you...